Hey, girlfriends, welcome to another episode of Girlfriends and Goals. We're your hosts, Miosha
and Samaria.
This podcast is a space where we'll talk about friendships, life goals, a little bit of pop culture, and all things womanhood.
Our top goal this year is to grow our podcast audience. So if you're new here or you're an avid listener of this podcast, please subscribe, leave us a 5-star rating, write a review, and be sure to share this episode with a girlfriend or two. All right, so we're going to kick off today's episode with a segment we call Girlfriend Check-In, and that's where we pick a question and ask each other, and then just kind of talk about it a little bit and check in with each other. So today's question is from a website called parade.com, and the question is, what is one thing you wish you could tell your child self about life?
Well, I don't know if this would be about life, but one thing I would tell my child self is to really cherish the time that you have with your immediate family that you live with while you're at home. And it would specifically be to, I would say, my preteen teenage self, just because that's the time where you're becoming a bit more independent. You're having probably more activities outside of the home, you're making friends, maybe allowed to spend time with them separate from the home. And so, yeah, I would just tell myself to really enjoy that time that you have with them, because once you cross over into the next stage of life, typically, not all the time, but many of us will go off to college, the military, go start a career, move out, and things just probably won't ever be the same. One, because you're at a different stage of development. You're an adult, even though being an adult at 18 is questionable, but we'll just say, we'll just say you're an adult and, you know, the dynamics will change. So just enjoy that time that you have with your family. I'm not saying like, oh, I shouldn't have hung out with my friends, but the path that I took, you know, right when I turned 18, I not only moved out of the home, but I moved pretty far away for college. And, you know, going back home to visit, it wasn't the same. You're always on a time crunch. You can't see everyone. And so I feel like I embraced that time. But, you know, when you're in it, you're like, oh, I can't wait to go to college. It's so exciting. You have big things to look forward to. But looking back, I do wish that because I have fond memories of that time, I do wish that I cherished it more in the moment, or lived in the moment more than always thinking ahead, which isn't a bad thing either, but
Yeah, that's a really good lesson, I think. It's interesting, like I was talking about being an adult at 18, because it's such like a liminal stage. Like, you're really not, and I mean, some people are, right? Some people who have to like get out there and really like grind for themselves, you know, they don't have necessarily the safety net of a parent or of a household. So I don't want to like dismiss their experiences, but I think for a lot of people, it is just an in-between stage where you're like flirting with adulthood a little bit, you know, like, what's this going to be like? Get a little taste of it. So yeah.
The consequences though, depending on the situation, are adult-like.
Oh yeah, for sure. Yeah. So that's another thing that like, you're not developed in a way that I would personally consider an adult, but the consequences you get are just like way more than they were when you were 17, especially if you're in the United States. Right.
So
I feel like I had to become an adult at 18 now that I think about it, but I just don't think that's like everyone's or most people's experience. So yeah, if I had to give like my child self something to think about as far as life goes, and this is just for me, so this isn't advice that I'm giving to anybody else or anybody else's like child, but for me, I think it would have been just that you have really good intuition, trust it. if you find yourself questioning the motives of this person, the loyalty of this person, how good this person is to you or for you, like if you find yourself questioning those things, go ahead and trust it. I think like a lot of times people think faith, and not even like the religious sense, right, of faith, but just like faith in general, right? I think a lot of times people think it's you trusting someone to show you the way, as opposed to realizing the things that you're interested in, going for them, and then trusting that everything will land as it needs to land. And so I think there are two types of people. I think there are the people who need to hear, okay, maybe take some time and assess the situation before you jump out there and like make sure this is the right move. But I was one of those people who would not make a move unless I felt like, oh, I have all the signs saying that I need to, you know, like go and do this. And so I think that hindered me quite a bit. So yeah, I would tell my child self, just trust your intuition, go where it's leading you, and, you know, trust that everything will end up where it needs to end up. If it's a good match, it'll be a good match. If it's a bad match, you know, it will end, like it will come to an end. Obviously don't make silly decisions and be like, oh, it'll be fine, right? There's some, some level of prudence that you need, but yeah, I think just not going for things at a younger age really, really hindered me. So that's what I
Was. Do you think also that just from being at that age that you maybe lack confidence to trust your intuition?
1,000%. And that's why today's me would say, like, girl, you knew something. You ain't know you knew something, but you, you knew a little bit of something. So yeah, like I remember a particular decision that I'm thinking about now where I was asking other people's opinions, like, and I don't think that's a bad thing, right? Ask other people who are older and wiser. So I was asking their opinions and I just felt like they were giving good advice, but they weren't really getting where I was coming from. And I felt like there was nothing else that I could do to explain to them where I was coming from. And it ended up just being a thing where they're not in your shoes. So everything that you're saying, or based on everything that you're saying, they're giving you great advice, but because you're living in it, you know that it's not the right advice for you.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I do think age plays a role in that, and confidence played a huge role in that, for sure. Yeah. So those are lessons for our younger selves.
All right, we're gonna get into today's topic. Well, I guess I'd say more so open discussion about pet peeves. And I was inspired to do this topic because I was randomly thinking about a conversation I had with one of my friends years ago where she shared with me her pet peeve. Now, I'll say at the time I had been friends with her for about 8 to 10 years. And so, in this discussion, she's telling me about her pet peeve, which at the time it was people who chew and eat really loud. And so as she's telling me the story, she's referencing another person and saying, oh, you know, that's my pet peeve. And when I'm around this person, it's hard to be around them when they're eating. It just gets under my skin. But she quickly slid in there that I was an offender of her pet peeve.
She's like, girl, it's you I'm talking about.
Right. And so I was just like, okay, you know, she said, oh, you know, you do it too, but, you know, it's not as bad as like this person. It's bearable, basically. So
that's so funny. She said, well, while I'm on the topic, let me just let you know.
And it was just so interesting to me because we had been friends for a while at that point. We'd eaten together several times and she had never brought it up. But yeah, it just got me to thinking that it could be fun for Samira and I to just have a discussion around pet peeves in general, little things that might get under our skin, and then just seeing like if there's any overlap in these. So to start off, I'm going to ask you, Samira, based off of what you know about me, and we've been friends for a while, what would you think or say is my number one pet peeve? And if you feel like sharing why?
Okay, so I feel like I am absolutely clueless on what your number one pet peeve would be.
Really?
Yes, but I feel like you're gonna say it and then I'm gonna think, okay, well, yeah, that was so obvious.
Mm-hmm. You know it.
I think your number one pet peeve is being inconvenient, like maybe last minute changes.
Ding, 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 ding.
Is it really?
How did you know?
Yes, I knew something.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, it would definitely be. Now, I'll preface this and say, I'm not talking about emergencies.
Yes.
When people are sick, life happens, because I've been in that situation. But yeah, definitely people canceling on me at the last minute within, I would say, an hour, 30 minutes to an hour of when, you know, we're supposed to do whatever. Yeah, that's my number one pet peeve, just because I think, as I've talked about before, I am a planner. Mm-hmm. And I notice at this stage in my life where I'm in motherhood and it's harder for me to do things last minute, just because it does take a lot of planning to get certain things done in my life that I want to accomplish, just because I have less flexibility and free time in this season. Mm-hmm. But even before then, and I'm talking about like, oh, we're supposed to say go to eat and you text me like 5 minutes before, mm-hmm. and you're like, oh yeah, actually can't make it because I forgot, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
I double booked or something. So yeah, definitely people canceling or inconveniencing me, because typically I've had to kind of either rework things or plan my day around whatever mm-hmm. it is. So it just being last minute, it's not the canceling or inconveniencing itself. It's the last minuteness of it.
I have a few comments. So
yeah.
What, I was actually recently an offender in this way. Was it the last week or so?
Mm-hmm.
I don't do it often, y'all, so I'm not like a shady friend or anything like that. So I just wanted to put myself on blast, okay, since this is something that came up. But what's interesting is I'm a little bit of the opposite mm-hmm. in that, especially if it comes to like going out plans, right? So,
well, you rather stay home anyways.
Exactly. So if you cancel the day of, or, you know, I'm more than happy to be like, okay, I'll either go by myself, because I don't mind, like, you know, doing mm-hmm. something. So if I really wanted to go, I'm still going to go. But 9 times out of 10, I'm going to be like, oh, it's fine, girl. Like, I'll just stay home. Like, this happened to me one time where I was actually on my way to something, like someone was coming into town. And what happened was the people who she was with, they were pretty much taking her everywhere but where we were supposed to meet. And so mm-hmm. she's like, girl, they have the car. And so here's what's going on. I turned back right around and I was like, it's okay. I'm gonna go home. I mean, I'm sad that I wasted that gas, but I was like, listen, I don't have to be out in somebody's restaurant being social.
Yeah.
That. How are you with time though? Like, if someone's like, let's meet at 3 and then they show up at 4:30, like, how are you with that?
So that was actually one of my other pet peeves that isn't as big of an annoyance, because it's more specific. Mm-hmm. So I wouldn't say that I'm annoyed with people who run late in general.
Okay.
I think I've accepted with certain people, I anticipate they're going to be late. So sometimes I may even say like, oh, the reservation's at 6 and it's really at 7.
She's talking about Africans. You can say who it is.
Actually, no, I'm not. I'm referencing a specific person that's not, but we'll talk about that later. But yeah, so my annoyance more so happens if it's like we're going to a restaurant that's like, oh, we're not going to seat y'all if so many people aren't yeah. here, and then you're about to lose your reservation, you know, especially if it's on like a Saturday night. So mm-hmm. I think it's more so just us like maybe missing out on the experience, that they're like, okay, if everyone's not here, now we're just waiting and waiting and waiting, not enjoying each other's company. Or if we're going to an event that maybe started at a certain time that we paid for, mm-hmm. and then we're showing up like halfway through, and it's like, okay, this is kind of a waste of money.
Yeah.
So it's not the lateness, it's kind of what the lateness leads to. But if I'm dealing with people who run late, I've learned to maneuver through it and either just tell them a different time or I just show up late. And when people throw things at their home, I don't care if it's late because it's your home, it's your event. I'm like, oh, okay, y'all said 3 is probably going to be 6. I'll be there at 6:05.
So. Oh man, I'm curious to know what you think like one of my pet peeves is, because just for the audience, like so that we could be transparent, I really struggled to find what my pet peeves were. And yeah, so I'm curious like what you think my pet peeve, you might be teaching me something about myself.
Well, you don't, I don't think that you have many.
Okay.
So, and I don't even know if this will be high on the list, but it's something I can think of, is you being around people who are not spatially aware in terms of like how close they are to you.
Oh my
even
God.
Even more specific, people who maybe struggle in the hygiene area.
You know, they don't even have to struggle in that, honestly. So
I just added that little icing on the top just in case, but I think, you know, you're not a touchy-feely person. I think if you can greet people with like a hi, like a wave, certain people, I think you'd be comfortable with that. You're not the type to just run up and give people a hug. So I think I'd say just spatially aware in general, being around people who are extra touchy feeling, and maybe you don't have that relationship or vibe with them.
Yes.
Yeah, I'd say that's your number one.
Yeah, so I don't know if it's number one, but I am very like aware of my space in that. Like I have, even with family members, like if I see you, if we're at an event and we do the initial like greeting hug, let's do the hug, maybe 5 seconds or so. But when you're like trying to hold me for longer than that, it's like, okay, let me go. Okay, Pharaoh, let my people go. Do not be like trying to hold me hostage in this hug. But yeah, that's absolutely one of the things that I'm hyper aware about.
Yeah. So I want to circle back because I wanted to get your opinion on the time pet peeve. We talked about me and how, you know, it's more so what the lateness leads to. But are you annoyed when people run late, things run late, or when people show up late?
You know, I think it depends. I will say maybe 60%, 60 to 70%, yes. Because I want to get back home, you know? So like if I said, hey, I'll meet you out at 7, then maybe I'm planning on being home by 10. And so if you're not showing up until 9 o'clock, I don't think I would make like a huge fuss about it or anything like that. But for me, it'll be like, dang, I really wanted to like be in bed by such and such time. And now I won't have that opportunity. And I might even try to reschedule like at that point, like, hey, I understand things happen. Let me go home. Yeah. So yeah, I don't know that. I don't know how annoyed I would be, but if I were annoyed, it would be because of that. Like,
yeah, because it makes the assumption that like maybe you have the time later that you haven't allocated it for something else.
Yeah, exactly. We went to this event and it was a Liberian performer who was coming. And I think they were supposed to get there maybe like 11. And let's just say I left before they came, because it was maybe 2 o'clock in the morning and they still weren't on stage. And I think I lived like maybe 5-10 minutes away from the place. And that's probably why I even stayed as late as I did. But my friend who I went with, thankfully she met other people there who she knew and you felt comfortable with, so I could leave her. But she texted me at like 3 o'clock and was like, oh, such and such just went on stage. I'm like, okay, girl, have a blast. Yeah, I was not gonna stay that late. Like, at this point, I think the person only had like 1 or 2 hits. So really, I was just trying to support my people and showing up. But yeah, I don't really like that. I will remove myself from that situation so that I'm not like irritated.
Yeah, that's why I now prefer to go to concerts that are in more of like the arenas, because they do run on a schedule versus the festivals or like the park or the pop-up stage ones, because I feel like those artists, they care nothing about anybody's time.
You know who I wouldn't mind waiting late for? And thankfully, when I saw this person in concert, I didn't have to. I'm gonna let you guess, just because we're talking about lateness in general. So I'm gonna let you guess. If you don't
any artist,
is it a what?
Like, what's the genre?
R&B, hip hop.
Lauryn Hill.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now,
if Lauryn Hill didn't show up until 3 o'clock, I would have been there, because I just feel like she's so great. And, you know, there aren't as many opportunities to see her, I feel like. But when I went to her concert, thankfully she wasn't running late, so it worked out.
Yeah, I saw her. She ran late, but it wasn't anything, not as crazy as some of the stories I saw where she was running late.
You know what it was? She was in Atlanta and was at a park. And I think she went on maybe like 5 minutes before they had to shut everything down, because it was a park in the neighborhood. So this performance that I went to was the time after that. So I think it was on her mind, like, okay, I can't do these Atlanta people like I did them last time. So she was there on time.
So is there a pet peeve that you think is pretty common? Because I mean, there are so many, but there are some, I think, that are more common than others. But do you think that there's one that you think many people could relate to, or that's common, that you're like, that doesn't bother me, I don't care about that?
You know, there was one, like, I used to watch these YouTube videos and people would be in the comments like, such and such keeps talking over this other person. And I didn't really mind it, because I feel like when you're a group of friends, that's expected. Like, someone,
you gotta get in where you fit in.
Exactly. Like, someone might say something and now you're thinking about something, you just have to jump in at that moment because someone else is gonna think of something and say it. So yeah, so that doesn't really bother me. I think it's a miracle that when we do this podcast, we don't talk over each other, because in a lot of our real life conversations, that's what it's like. Like, I will hear Miosha starting a new thought. Like, she'll be like, I just feel like, and I'll think of something and literally interject right then and there, like, whatever you were feeling like, say that, because I have something to say and I don't want to forget it. So yeah, that's one that just doesn't bother me as much. Now, if it were like maybe a coworker situation or something like that, like, I can see instances where that would bother me, but specifically with friendships, it's not a big deal to me.
Yeah. And that is a common one that I've heard people call people out on, like, oh, you're cutting me off. And thank God neither one of us care about that.
Yeah.
Because I don't know how this would work.
Because we know there's no like malicious intent behind it. Like, so it's easy. I'm like, she's not cutting me off because she doesn't care what my thoughts are or what I have to say. Like, it's just, she got really excited and wanted to share something else. So
But for me, a common one that I think is fairly new, and I've only thought about it because in more public places, specifically restaurants or where you're getting a service done, nail salons, places like Chipotle or Willie's, is, you know, they have the no cell phone sign. So this pet peeve is people having loud conversations on the phone in public. And that doesn't bother me. I'm not annoyed by it. If anything, I'm being nosy, like, what? That happened.
You are very nosy, Miosha.
You're trying to play it off like, oh, I got my headphone in, but it's like, okay, you're in public, you're telling a whole story about what happened last weekend. You must want us all to hear it. But yeah, I've heard people complain about that. I understand it in the nail salon, just because it's in a environment where people may go to relax. But you know, I've even seen in Chipotle where people are on the phone, they're kind of backing up the line because they're trying to have a conversation and order their food. But I don't know, I haven't been annoyed by that in the past, at least.
Yeah, I think if it's not a place where we have to stay long, so like you said, Chipotle or something like that, okay, you're about to get your order and then maybe leave. But if it's somewhere where we're staying for an extended period of time, I can definitely see how that would get really annoying. It's like, okay, sis, like, please. So yeah. All right. So now we've gotten like some of the pet peeves out of the way. What's your next biggest pet peeve besides being inconvenienced by people or having them cancel last minute? What's your next like huge pet peeve?
Yeah. So I don't know if this is huge and it's more of a recent thing. I think it's something I'm surprised by with slight annoyance, but it's these companies that are forcing you to tip before the service or like no additional service. So I kind of started noticing this before the pandemic. Like if you would go to certain coffee shops or say like a frozen yogurt shop and you know, you get to pay. And I don't know if they were using Stripe, but they will all use like this iPad checkout system, touchscreen. And you know, you'd stick your card in and it'd say enter tip. But like, say if you're like, oh, the service really wasn't as good or whatever, you felt away, the no tip option was like very hard to find, like almost impossible. So you were kind of forced into putting something in. And so I started noticing that. And then during the pandemic, you know, we're all ordering takeout because we're not eating inside. But I noticed a few of the places that we would call in orders, they would say, oh, well, you know, there's not a way to add a tip at the end. So you could just add it now. And I'm like, okay, so you haven't made my food yet. I don't know if you got the order right. I haven't gotten it home to even know if it tastes good.
Right.
And so, yeah, I understand tipping. I've worked in a restaurant setting before. I do think that people should tip appropriately for the service. I just am slightly annoyed that companies are like forcing your hand on the front end. And I even recently got a massage, which it was a great massage and the experience was good. So I had no issue with tipping, but it was their policy that it was, and it was like a one-on-one massage. It wasn't a couple's massage. Yeah. They said it was an automatic 20% gratuity. And I'm like, dang, you're getting, y'all, that's a good business to be in. You're getting all your money up front, you know, regardless of if the service is good, bad, or mediocre. So
that's interesting. I haven't been to a lot of, full disclosure, I don't really eat out like that, but I think I have been to like some places where they're like 18% gratuity, you know, automatically included or something like that. But I didn't know regular like restaurants were doing it, or that during the pandemic, people who were doing like takeout were doing that. Like I thought it was mostly
delivery.
I would say nicer restaurants, but you know, like maybe nicer restaurants. I thought they were the only ones who did stuff like that.
That, or if you dine in person, if it's a party of five or more, six or more, I understand that. I was just like, oh, I guess this is the way that things are going now, where you just get your money up front. But yeah, so I don't, it's not a huge pet peeve of mine. It's more of a recent thing. And I will say the places that I notice that do that, I'm not as likely
to go back,
especially if I'm like, ah, it was okay. Like,
so. Okay. Well, I think this is a good segue into my like next pet peeve, because it's being rude to like service staff or like even on the phone, if you're talking to customer service reps, just being rude to them, that really like any acts of unkindness will really like make me want to like turn up a little bit, because it's like, this is a human being, you know. More times than not, this is another adult, but even if it hadn't been an adult, like this is another human being, and you're just talking to them crazy over something that's probably not even the end of the world. So I used to work for, I used to do customer service for, I guess a high-end department store when I was getting my master's, because they allow you to like work from home and answer calls and, you know, get money. And they worked around my school schedule. And like people would call in and be going like crazy over material things. And I understand in some cases, for example, your wedding's next week, and they said that it was supposed to arrive a few days before, and now it looks like it's going to be late. Like, so I understand certain situations, or, you know, a common one was it's Christmas and the package is delayed or whatever. But a lot of times it would be people who, you know, if you said this package is supposed to arrive between, I don't know, 3 to 4 business days, right? Just as an example. And they would call, say, on the second business day and be wanting to really tear you down, you know? So stuff like that, it really bothers me. And so I'm always like, even when I'm upset with my phone company or whomever, I'm always careful how I talk to that person, because this person is just here to do their job, get their
yeah.
As long as they're not being rude to me, like, you know, on purpose, I will go to great lengths to just make sure I speak kindly to them. You can be kind and direct. Like, it doesn't mean you have to be a pushover. But yeah, that is something that annoys me.
Yeah, I could definitely relate to that, especially in the time where I worked in the restaurant industry. I was a hostess. But yeah, especially if people are working around your food, that's a big motivation to be nice to them, you know, at least until you get your food right. Not saying that you shouldn't carry it through, but yeah. I mean, just be smart about it. And then, you know, most of these people are just front facing. It's probably not their fault. Mm-hmm. It's the cook who may have gotten it wrong, not the server.
Yeah.
So
exactly. And so now you're over here just like, and people will make such hurtful comments, you know, just because like, and it, I think for me, one of the things that position taught me is it's okay to ask for a higher up. Like if you feel like, hey, maybe this person isn't understanding what my needs are, or they are literally giving me all the options that they have, but none of those options meets what my requirements are, it's okay to ask for someone higher up. Like, you know, so yeah. that's something that really, really bothers me. Watch how you talk to people, y'all. It's very important to me.
Yeah, you just never know what people are going through.
Yeah.
Yeah. But my next one is unleashed dogs. And, you know, I can't say that I'm a dog person, but really? I did have a dog, but I also have allergies. And so I just have to be mindful of like the type of dogs and how close they are to me, because, you know, you're walking down the street or wherever out in public and dogs get excited. They see other people, they're doing what dogs do. So yeah. I'm not annoyed with the dogs. It's more so like, oh, the owner who maybe doesn't know, okay, this person has allergies and can't have hair all over them. Otherwise they may start to feel sick.
Yeah.
But also I had this crazy interaction with a dog who was unleashed a few years ago, where I was on a track running and the track was connected to like an open soccer field. Mm-hmm. And so I saw a pretty big sized dog and its owner like really far away on the soccer field, and they were playing catch, throwing the ball back and forth. But as I was doing my laps, I noticed that the dog was running towards the track. And so I'm thinking to myself, like, why are you running this way? Your owner is still way back over there. Mm-hmm. But either way, the dog gets pretty close to the track and the owner is calling the dog's name, but kind of lazily walking to get the dog mm-hmm. back to the soccer field. And at this point, I'm like turning the curve on the lap. And so the dog is behind me, but like still a good distance away. I'm thinking, oh, the owner is going to jog to get the dog
so that he
can't run up on me. Girl, next thing I hear through my headphones is, and I stop in my tracks, slowly turn around, and this dog is about 20 feet from me, but close enough for me to see him like showing his canine teeth, like,
oh my God.
And the owner is still like a good distance away, calling the dog's name, like, so-and-so, come back. And I can hear her saying, because I took off my headphone at this mm-hmm. point, and I'm like slowly backing up. She's like, oh, he doesn't bite.
I'm like, those be the main ones. Like,
this dog is over here looking like he's ready for a snack.
And I'm that snack, ma'am.
Okay. And so I just like slowly kept backing away. And he was like in the, what do they call it? The charge position.
Oh, they're like, what's that?
It's like they're like leaned down, like attack mode.
Ooh.
Yeah, it was so, I just knew I was going to get bit by a dog that day. Finally, the owner caught up and I was so tempted to give her a piece of my mind. But I said, you know what? I'm going to just go home. This workout is done. It's over. Y'all can have the soccer field and the track.
Yeah, I don't like that either. I'm definitely not a dog person. I'm not an animal person. And so when people have their dogs, even if it's just a little dog, you know, and they're like, oh, the dog doesn't bite, or oh, he just wants to play with you, or he just wants you to pet him. I do not want that dog in my space. Like, I don't think you understand. Like, I understand you love your dog, and you might love dogs in general, but some of us do not. And so I need you to have your dog on a leash at all times, you know?
Yeah. And it's, you know, dogs are doing what dogs do. Right. So once again, I didn't feel any type of way towards the dog, because who knows what's going on in their brain as to why he wanted to sprint across the field to get to me, who was minding my business. Okay. It was more so the fact that he wasn't leashed.
Yes.
And, you know, she just made the assumption that like, oh, okay, I would be okay with him running up on me. Mm-hmm. And I can't say I'm a dog person, but I don't mind certain people's dogs.
Yeah.
He's like, absolutely not.
Nobody's dog is welcome here, but yeah, I don't care how cute they are. Like, I can say, oh, that's a cute dog on a picture, but I don't really like that around me. So I have these friends who have a dog, and I went over one day, and I kind of feel bad now, but the dog clearly wanted my attention. And at a certain point, my friend goes, okay, dog's name, you have to go over there. Like, not everybody's going to like you, and you have to be okay with that. He was really trying to get like, get my attention and like interact with me. It's like, bro, the fact that we are in the same room right now is a big deal. You need to back up. But yeah, not a fan of dogs. I think my last one is when people are trying to take pictures instead of enjoying the experience. So I'll be honest, I like taking pictures of like pretty food. I like, you know, just capturing a moment here and there. But when people are constantly trying to take pictures instead of just like enjoying an experience, that can be a little bit annoying. Actually, it's annoying if they're trying to include me in the pictures. So let me just say that. Like,
you could do you.
Right. If you want to go out and you want to sit here the whole time and be like taking pictures of your food or taking pictures of the ambiance, like, I don't necessarily need company. I can entertain myself. But if you're like, oh, Samaria, come and take this picture. Oh, or can you do this and can you do that? Like, relax. So yeah, I'm not a huge fan of that.
Yeah, I don't know that I have many people around me who do that, but I definitely will say I'm more the person to forget to take pictures and videos. So I'm like, I need to remind myself, like, oh yeah, at least capture something look back on. But no, you're right, because then you may just miss the brilliance of the moment if you're so caught up.
Yeah, and I'm such an in the moment person as of late. Like, I'm very much into, you only have this moment once. And I'll say maybe for like the last 3 years or so, I've just really been big on enjoying how I feel at this particular time, who I'm with at this particular time, what experiences, you know, we encounter. So yeah, it can be a little bit annoying when people are obsessed with the pictures and the videos.
So you talking about pictures and videos made me think of, I don't know if it would be a pet peeve. I haven't seen it online anywhere, but it's just something I thought of. How do you feel about maybe going to events or being around people and they're like taking pictures and video and then you ending up on their social media and they didn't like tell you about it? You know, they're just posting their lives, you know, but you end up on there.
Ooh, I would probably say something in the moment. I'd be like, oh girl, I want to be on that. You know, like, I would say it playfully, but
yeah,
you know, make sure the point comes across, like, no, do not record me right now. I have cousins who do this. Like, I remember at one of my uncle's events, I had been running around all day. So I was very, very hungry. And I think all of them had gotten a chance to eat. So we're all like standing in the foyer of this building where they had the event, and I had like, I think celery and ranch dressing, like that's what I was trying to eat quickly. And they were trying to take pictures. So I made my needs clear. I said, hey, y'all, just let me finish eating right quick. Don't take any pictures of me. One cousin has the camera. The other cousin comes and starts posing with me. And see, like, so those moments, I was like, I will fight y'all. I'll fight every last one of y'all right now. So, like, stuff like that, that's annoying. And thankfully, that didn't end up on social media. Like, they were just being playful in the moment. But if it had, I probably would have had to say something to them. But yeah, I will try to communicate in the moment, like, oh, no, I'm not trying to be on, you know, in videos or on video or whatever in that moment, and hope that they will listen.
Yeah.
Yeah. How about you? How do you feel about the picture taking?
So if I'm at an event, I expect it. Weddings, birthday parties, or a big enough party, I expect that. You probably may end up on someone you know's Instagram or Facebook, or a random person that you don't know. But so yeah, that I guess doesn't bother me as much. I think I would maybe be more annoyed, maybe not with the pictures, but you remember when tagging where you were was like a thing on Facebook? That I think I'd be somewhat annoyed by, just because it's like, eh, maybe I don't want everyone to know that I'm at Red Lobster right now. And it's not that like I'm a super private person. It's just, you know, some moments I think are just maybe for the people that I'm with. And I'd prefer if you asked beforehand. Now, I don't know if I would say anything, because I've never had it happen to where I feel like I've had to. But I do, you know, you kind of know those people who post a lot. And if I'm in the moment, I'm like ducking and dodging.
I think at certain events it is appropriate, right? Yeah, just there are other moments though where it's not, and so you really just have to either be with people who understand this isn't the time and the place, or communicate that very directly,
right?
All right, well, thank you guys so much for listening to our pet peeves. We really look forward to hearing your thoughts on this and what your pet peeves are. So make sure you follow us on Instagram at Girlfriends and Goals Podcast, where we'll continue this conversation over the next week. If you haven't subscribed already, please go ahead and do that now. And don't forget to rate, review, and share. Until next time, bye.
Bye.